is the halach is, what's the psul? The psul is because it's a shinui. But if it's too much, if it's a davarach, it's not a shinui, so then there's no problem. So he says, now the Gemara has a machloikis benegeya to arlos. Why is there machloikis benegeya to arlos? Only because arlos comes under, there's a possibility of holo. But the basic idea, if there wouldn't be any holo, so everybody would agree that arlos is not a possible because of shinui bailam. So now over here when he does the shchita al menas to do the zrika shelo l'shem ochlov, correct? So shelo l'shem is as long as it's eino ochlov, so the eino ochlov is just like arlos, because because the whole meaning of the korban. No, I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah. Now, let me just explain something. I think at this point, you have to understand what Reb Chaim, something a little more that we didn't elaborate on, what Reb Chaim is doing over here. See, Reb Chaim is showing you over here is that there's something that he's explaining really implicitly. He's explaining what the nature, the whole Reb Chaim really, as you see, is really to show you the difference between Korban Pesach and Shor Kabbonis. Now, what he's doing over here is like this. What he's showing you is that in other karbonos, the bilus of the carbon is based upon the ownership of the carbon. But you see, but mitzvahs Pesach really involves two mitzvahs. As we said,